In this chapter, we're going to look at getting you more of two of the things you most likely need at the moment: more rest and more self-care. And I promise you, I'm not going to talk about self-care in a cheesy way. I will also try not to mention a bubble bath, but I really want you to start to realize quite how important these two things are. And I know that at the moment with a baby, there are two things, rest and self-care, that just feel so hard to make time for. But these things are so important and they deserve a place at the top of the list of your priorities, because your focus is on caring for the baby. But who's caring for you? Think about a car. The further you drive, the more fuel you need to put in, right? Because whatever drama, whatever chaos is happening in the car, whatever overtired baby is screaming, whatever snacks are dropped, as long as you've got fuel, you'll get there safely. So you are that car. The more you give, the further you drive, in a sense, the more fuel you need, the more you're giving out, the more you need to be putting back in. And rest and self-care are the things that give you more of yourself to give out to your baby. Now, I think a massive problem that we have at the moment is those basic things, those basic fundamental needs of water, food and nourishment, shelter. You know, we've started labeling those things as self-care. The number of times that I've drunk a glass of water or I've had a shower and I've thought, yes, I've ticked off the self-care box. No, those are not acts of self-care. Those are very basic, fundamental, foundational acts of self-respect. If you were not to give those things to your child, if you were not to give your child food and nourishment and cleanliness, that would be neglect. You know, I think so often we have demoted these fundamental acts of self-respect as something to be celebrated, as something to be proud of ourselves for, when actually we need so much more. Self-respect might be the quickly shoved down piece of toast on the go, whereas self-care for you might be the fact that you've taken time to make lunch and you're sitting down to eat it. Self-respect might be the speedy shower, and self-care might be that you've just taken that bit longer to put something lovely in your hair and use something that smells great. Self-respect might be the speedy walk around the block just to get some fresh air. Self-care might be that you ask a friend to go on a walk with you and you stop for coffee. The things that you do that are self-care to you will look different to how they look to someone else. And it's not as much of a what that is, it's the how it makes you feel, how it refuels you, how it nourishes you, how it meets a need that you have. These gestures don't need to be big. They just need to be kind, because each of these gestures, each of these acts isn't just a small thing. It's a statement of worth. It's saying that you are worthy. They are not to be underestimated as to what they can do to nurture your self-esteem.